proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Mission, bringing you another program relating to Jewish belief. Our study relating to God's servant in Isaiah begins by looking at the final three verses of Isaiah chapter 52. Those verses address the character and honor of God's servant. They also contained a striking description of that servant's appearance. Finally, the verses refer to a certain aspect of that servant's ministry. In Isaiah 52, God declared that, quote, "My servant shall deal prudently," unquote. Sakal, the Hebrew verb rendered as prudently. Sakal denoted the possession of circumspection or insight. The author of 1 Samuel chapter 18 used this word to describe David's behavior while he served King Saul. God also utilized this word when, in the second Psalm, he advised the rebellious kings of the earth to, quote, "be wise," unquote. During much of Jewish history, the Jewish nation did not demonstrate prudence, particularly in its dealings with their Gentile neighbors. Here's an example from the 9th chapter of the book of Joshua. When the Gibeonites sought after a treaty with the Israelites, the latter group, quote, "asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord," unquote. Instead, the Israelites made an agreement with the residents of that Canaanite city, an alliance that compelled the Israelites to fight a battle in defense of their new allies. Jesus Christ, by contrast, acted circumspectly, especially when he taught others. Despite repeated attempts by his enemies to entangle him in his talk, he did not leave them any openings whereby they could falsely accuse him. For example, his enemies approached him with a question, "Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not?" Here was his answer, quote, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's," unquote. Jesus Christ did not give opportunity to Jewish nationalists to declaim him as Messiah. He did not give opportunity to the Roman government to arrest him as a rabble-rouser. In Isaiah chapter 52, God also exclaimed that his servant, quote, "shall be exalted and extolled and be very high," unquote. The Jewish nation could not attain this status unless they met a certain condition. As Moses told them in Deuteronomy chapter 28, quote, "The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them," unquote. However, Moses continued, the Israelites would serve other nations if they failed to obey God. Biblical history showed that the latter circumstance came to pass. On the other hand, God promised to promote Jesus Christ to a lofty position. Paul described this process in the second chapter of Philippians, writing that, quote, "God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father," unquote. That is why God advised the rebellious kings of Psalm 2 to, quote, "kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little," unquote. When God exalts Jesus Christ, he will put all things under the Savior's feet, and Jesus Christ will rule over the affairs of men in its entirety. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.